We need you to be wrong, because if you were not there being wrong, we would no longer know who we are. We only define our identity through that which opposes the other. We need the other. This is built into the mind-made sense of self, the need for enemies, the need for conflict, because otherwise the mind-made sense of self will become fluid without its boundaries. It would lose its boundaries that it needs around the me. Now, the me can either be a predominantly personal sense of self, or it can be, as it is in some cultures and for some people, a predominantly collective sense of self. Now, the personal sense of self of me is already mad and dysfunctional, but even more mad and dysfunctional is the collective sense of us. That has created so much havoc and suffering on the planet. Us against them. And so they are fighting in the service of an identity. And they need their enemies. They need the other. How does that work on a personal level? On a personal level, when you don't know yourself beyond mind, you need to be in conflict with something or someone to uphold your sense of self. You need your problems. You need your enemies, whether the enemy is a person or a situation. Prolonged peace would be threatening to that sense of self. And this is on a collectively, you can see it while they talk about peace, but there is no peace. They talk about the peace process, the road to peace, the roadmap to peace. Where are they not going? There's no peace. They're just words about peace, because they are not ready yet for peace. They don't want the... So humans live in conflict in their own lives. The egoic sense of self needs enemies, situations, people, and so on to be in conflict with. And all that is unconscious. What is the greatest enemy of the egoic sense of self? The arch enemy of the egoic sense of self? The present moment. That's why for most people, now this is, that's why for most people the present moment is felt to be an obstacle to overcome. They live as if the present moment were an obstacle almost continuously that they need to overcome. Now, since the present moment is all there ever is, since there is nothing ever that is not the present moment, never has been and never will be, you can see how dysfunctional it is when you make life, which is inseparable from the present moment, into your enemy. And so there is a continuously denial of now. If people live, we can see in people's faces how they deny the now, because they're looking to the next now, not this one, the only one there is. The next one is a mind object, no more. Because the future only exists as a mental formation. Nobody's ever met it. Nobody's ever experienced the future. It is a thought form. Past and future are thought forms. Yes, in this realm they seem to exist. They seem to be very real. They even seem to consume your body. If you get older and older, eventually your body shrinks like an apple that's a few weeks old. And then finally it goes, shoo. Yes. And yet, there's a strange paradox. Life is always this moment. Your entire life unfolds in that space of now. That space of now. Now here we have the portal into the transformed consciousness. The space of now. What most people believe is that their lives consist of thousands and thousands of moments, even every day, so many different moments, another moment and another moment, because they believe that the form that this moment takes is the present moment. But it isn't. It's only the form that appears in the space of now. It's always now. It's always the same now. No matter what form comes, the space of now is always the same. It's always this moment. No matter what happens to you, one thing is certain. No matter what will ever happen to you, one thing is certain. It will happen in the now. Now, this sounds almost weird to the mind. Yeah, well, of course, but the mind doesn't know what to do with it. It almost stops the mind. Ah, that must be true then. It must be good. There's only this moment here.